Next up, a newcomer to your stories. I don't have your last name, so I apologize. But Sawyer, come on up.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was a real bad introduction.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Technically speaking, this is my second performance, but the last one I went to, there was a little rough turnout. I think there's complications going on. But it's all right. So technically, I'll consider this really my first one.
First one on the podcast.
And my name is Sawyer Hepes. I realize it sounds like herpes. I know. High school was a lot of fun. lately, I have been working on something. I think, as all of us here nerds can understand, a lot of us are comedians, actors, writers, entertainers, what have you, what we do, we don't know where else to go, where to write, or what to write about. We kind of write about ourselves, whether it's making fun of ourselves or anything. It seems a little gauche, but I've been working on a book about just experiences in my life. Tonight is an excerpt from it. I'm calling it Regular Ferris Bueller in Batman Underwear. Most people would fancy school as an opportunity to learn all you can and aspire to greatness. For Sawyer Hepes, this was not the case. I was always under the impression if you're truly smart, you would never have to work a day in your life. My parents discovered this philosophy of mine at an early age when the teachers would complain that I managed to get all the other students in class to do my work for me. What can I say? I was a regular Ferris Bueller in Batman underwear. It was this kind of behavior that caused me to lose the trust of my educators, and some would outright despise me. You know, positive reinforcement. It was never that I was a bad kid out of a John Hughes movie. I would just get bored. My parents even told me I was a genius, I just never applied myself. At least not in the ways they wanted. So I was stuck in this prison cell for 8 years, in white shirt, gray slacks, matching plaid tie, and a yellow sweater that virtually glowed in the dark, it was so hideous. Wouldn't you lose your mind too? I had to do something to stave off the boredom, so I always pulled little pranks here and there. They were never mean or hurtful. Okay, that's not true. Sorry to Scott Milo, William Wired, and Ryan McGoy. I was a dick. Still, most of my antics were just goofy things, drawing inappropriate cartoons in my notebooks or writing funny speech bubbles on the weekly readers. When the teachers found them, they were utterly appalled that a middle schooler would have such an immature sense of humor. I'm sorry I wasn't watching Wes Anderson films at 10 years old, I just found them to be a bit dry at the time. What made it worse was their idea of fair punishment. They used to call all the boys into the cafeteria and lecture us about hormones and things, while the girls got second recess. Second recess? I'm surprised the girls didn't frame us for murder so they could go play laser tag. Meanwhile, I have to hear them use words that we aren't allowed to use without laughing. A child can only hear the word penis come from a teacher's mouth so many times before they crack. It's maddening. There was one time we were drawing mustaches on a picture of Frankie Muniz, of Malcolm in the Middle fame, and I put a speech bubble next to his head that read, "Suck my dick." That was comedy gold. Did I get a time slot at the Apollo for it? No, I got a one-way ticket to the principal's office, best seat in the house. I would wait there for 45 minutes nearly every time. I knew she was trying to break me, but I also knew it meant I didn't have to go to class. Stupid scare tactic, if you ask me. I'm finally summoned to the office, which was adorned with a rug donated by my parents. A gift I like to think taunted her from time to time. She would always have a cup of coffee like she was the chief of police in a buddy cop movie. Thankfully, she let me keep my gun and my badge, but she was still very disappointed in me. She was amazed a child could write such a thing. I thought it was pretty clever, too. All she could do was thrust the thing in my face and demand to know if I thought this was funny. But if I didn't think it was hilarious, I wouldn't have written it. But alas, I had to pretend my comedic addition was a sad attempt at getting kids to like me, who, mind you, also thought it was funny. I think she was just jealous because she didn't think of it. That office was like a second home to me. Eventually, the teachers got lazier and lazier, assuming I would just march myself there. These are the educators of tomorrow. If a kid isn't told to go directly to the principal's office, he isn't going to go there. Implications and assumptions were their kryptonite. One teacher got so mad because I half-assed my English homework that she just told me to disappear. So I went to the bathroom. The teacher panicked for nearly 45 minutes because she thought she actually made me disappear. Once again, folks, these are the people you put in charge of your children for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. I could have just gone to a small town in Iowa, lay low until the heat of my English assignment blew over, get my face on a couple milk cartons, even have a funeral for me. You know, all the hot girls I had crushes on would admit that they were secretly in love with me while weeping over my empty coffin. That truly would have been the best course of action, but the bathroom seemed more like convenient. As I got older, my elementary school antics got better and better, but my respect among the faculty did not. This was not my fault. Well, this wasn't completely my fault. Sometimes I would honestly be trying to be helpful. I wholeheartedly admit I wasn't the most responsible, and that I had a criminal record in the hallways, But aren't we attending an institution founding on redemption and open-mindedness? Nope, Sawyer is evil. I thought we covered that at the last library meeting. Which, for those who don't know, that's the one time a year teachers can afford to get drinks together and bitch about all the children that make their paychecks seem even smaller. Eventually, graduation came. I would be attending a private high school in Arlington, Virginia. Many people would think this wouldn't be a really step up. Trust me, any place was better than the previous academy. Here's the funniest thing about it. As I was sitting in the church pew for my last church service, there was a small trickle that ran down my skin. No, I didn't piss myself. It was a tear. This tear was soon joined by a flood of subsequent tears. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The one place I had loathed and detested for 8 solid years finally had an effect on me. I would actually miss the dysfunctional teachers, tacky uniforms, and general atmosphere. They say you may not miss something until it is gone, but I don't think that this was the case. I think that this place was a very big part of my life. One of the many things I endured without knowing the strength and patience it gave me. I was an immature little brat then, and I didn't think about everything I was doing. Sure, I spent half my time at the principal's office, but I had a hell of a time. Thank you.
Thank you, Sawyer Heavy. Sorry I did not get your full name earlier. That is my badge of shame to wear.